happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The world is marking 1 year since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. At the Vatican, Pope Francis prayed for peace in the Middle East. There were demonstrations across the world in support of the hostages still being held by Hamas, including in New York City.
There is nothing to justify what is happening. And there's also a lot of lives lost in Gaza and in Palestine. We want this war to end.
Vice President Kamala Harris sidestepped a question from 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker about whether she supports Israel's leader.
Do we have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
The interview will air tomorrow night on a 60 Minutes primetime special on CBS. Explosions could be seen near Lebanon's capital, Beirut, today. Israel has been intensifying its bombardment south of the city and in northern Gaza in its widening war on Iran-allied militant groups across the region. Milton, a Category 1 hurricane, could reach Florida by midweek as a Category 4, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The importance to know here is the National Hurricane Center cone says a landfall could be anywhere between Perry, Florida, and Naples and Marco Island.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is preparing as best as it can.
All of our assets that had been assisting in North Carolina and Tennessee are back, so they're ready to go in the state of Florida, doing whatever we need to be able to respond to this storm.
As Hurricane Milton heads for land, many people are just beginning to recover from Hurricane Helene.
I'm Jim Crisula, North Carolina. 500 more active duty soldiers are being sent to the western North Carolina flood zone. Some 1,000 troops from the Army's Fort Liberty, North Carolina, and Fort Campbell, Kentucky, had already been mobilized. More than 6,000 National Guardsmen from 18 states are helping in the flooding aftermath in western North Carolina.
The New York Liberty has advanced to the WNBA Finals for the second straight year. The game was on ABC.
Ionescu finds Beavis, extra feed, Jones, connects!
The Liberty beat the two-time defending champion Las Vegas Aces 76-62. This will be the Liberty's sixth trip to the finals, but the team has never won the league championship. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Take a while, feels like a kick in the head. There was a time when I could roll with the best of them. Now I'm a loser.
yeah, we start the show with a hangover. The Mandevilles, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. The Mandevilles from St. Catharines, Ontario. That came off an album, I believe, in like 2014 is my best guess. I love how side A is Windows, side B is Stones. The Mandevilles starting out Indy 45. How you doing this weekend? Hope things are well for you, my friend. It is the fall. The show, as a reminder, is broadcast from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So, Wisconsin, you are listening to local music from someplace else. Just so you know. Got an artist coming up from, I think he's from the West Coast. Hold on, let me find out here. Sorry, he's from Northern Ontario. So that'd be like Sudbury. So they've had 5 snowstorms in Sudbury already, I think. His name is Mike Trudell. He is on the way. Jeff Orson, I do not believe I have played any songs from Jeff at all on the show. So he's got a brand new single out called Bootleggers. We're going to get to that, and I'll give you that story. But right now, I saw this band about a week or so ago out at Sessions on the River in Fort Erie. They were doing an original showcase. They're called Breaking Still. They are from Southern Niagara. A great rock band. Got some good friends in that band. And at Sessions on the River, and if you've never been, it's in Fort Erie, Ontario. What a great venue. It's a recording studio. It's a live venue. Band is called Breaking Still. Carry on as we carry on right now. The Indy 45 Radio Show. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I lie awake and I think of the things that hold me back in time. These memories that bind me, these feelings inside me, it's all worth the crime. Don't want to waste another day on you. Open my eyes, look up to the sky. You.
cook corn in a still in the Tennessee hills through the day so we wouldn't be seen. When it was done, we let it rest in some drums by a grove of dogwood trees. Then we jarred it all up, got it loaded in a truck, and we sold it from town to town. With some of this in your cup, it's bound to light things up. It sure burns when it goes down. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, juice too many, one's not enough. Axe a punch that's harder than Schwarzenegger. We were young, small town, back road bootleggers. The sheriff caught on, sent his deputies to close us down. Though we was hit real well, we couldn't mask the smell of alcohol blowing all around. When his boys got done, there still was nothing but junk. All they left was the recipe. I made it just in time to the county line, but the law's still looking for me. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, juice too many. White lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, juice too many, one's not enough. Axe a punch that's harder than Schwarzenegger.
All right, Jeff Orson and Bootleggers, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, you can reach me, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. My email, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. And Jeff Orson, I believe that's the first song we have played from Jeff. He's based out of Toronto. People ask me, how far is Toronto from where I am? I don't know, like an hour and 20 minutes? That's not a good day. Really bad days, like 3 hours? Anyway, Jeff was diagnosed with cancer back in 2014, and while he was in the hospital, he composed a number of songs. He released his EP Ballads in November of 2020, which was a collection of piano-driven songs, and he's played all over the world. Like, I mean, he's played in Singapore, France, Sweden, Mexico City, Dublin, London, Rome, a lot of major cities out in the U.S. and in Canada as well. And he has a brand new single out, and you just heard that, called Bootleggers. It came out in July of 2024. Again, his name is Jeff Orson. So I mentioned I was going to play Mike Trudell from the north up in Sudbury. But apparently, the MP3 file went south because I can't find it. So we're going to pivot. We're going to do, we're going to call an audible is what we're going to do. They do a lot of that with the Green Bay Packers, do they not? I don't know. I don't live in Green Bay. All right, the Sean Taylor Band. This is Old School, Back Roads, and Binos, Indy 45. This is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Brother shot a big buck last year. I'm never gonna live it down. He said he spent the whole fall glassing for deer while we were busy running around. Two kids in a place like this, no room to figure it out.
pocket, hope it's gonna be enough. Grab us both a couple of the cold rolling rockets while I fill the Silverado up. Catch them playing on the radio, sunset in our eyes. Pedal to the metal to the city limit sign, a small town Saturday night. It's all famous round here. You and me, baby, making front page news. Two kids crazy for deer. It's all back roads and binos. You sliding so close. The other thing that I know is we're never gonna see a thing. Wagon wheel on steady. Rock me, mama, in a step side Chevy. I'm always willing.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Kagi from Night Ranger, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal. He wanted me to say the whole thing.
I'm such a mess, I know it's true. But babe, I'm falling apart because of you.
All right, my friend Christy Palace from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, with Someone I Hate, Indy 45. I do not hate you, Wisconsin. I love you. Shane Christopher Neal here each and every weekend. Just a reminder, you can download the Civic Media app absolutely free and take me wherever you go. Just not to the bathroom, okay? It's the deal that you and I have. Super excited to tell you, Wisconsin, that BS Live rocks, which has aired here now for 9 seasons. Well, it's aired for 8. It's now started its 9th season. Bobby R. Rock and I started filming it. If you don't know anything about the show, and I understand that you probably don't, it airs on cable here in Canada. And Bobby and I started the TV show 9 years ago, bringing in independent artists, doing interviews, some live music, some features, all that fun stuff. And I can't believe we are starting year 9. Although, a little bit of information for you, Wisconsin. That BS Live Rocks actually originated on Max Inc. Radio when it was a streaming platform just on the internet. And that's got to be 12 years ago or so we were on Max Inc. Radio. So it's been a long time. We love supporting independent artists and bands and supporting everything great about independent music. BS Live Rocks back for season number 9, HD 700, if you're living here in Canada. And speaking of BS Live Rocks, we've had this band on the show a few times. One of our favorites called Storm Force out of Niagara Falls, Ontario. And why don't we get to this song? Why? Because Vegas is dirty. Little dirty Vegas, City 45.
Buzz my veins. If you're thinking that this is amazing,
local from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hey, this is Gary Green from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Got a lot of noise in my head. Don't lose control. You make me feel alive. We don't need to have everything. Spend our lives chasing time.
All right, 2024, Honeymoon Suite put out an independent album called Alive. That is the title track, the acoustic version, the Canadian acoustic version, it says, America. And you can buy that album, rockpapermerch.com. Some brand new songs and some remakes on that Honeymoon Suites Alive album. Shane Christopher Neal, alive and well, at least for now. You can check out the Indy 45 radio show each and every weekend right here on Max Inc. Radio along Civic Media. You can download the app absolutely free. And the Indy 45 radio show wants to say hi, hello, welcome. WRJN 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine, Wisconsin. Are those listening in Bull Falls Radio? WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. You can check out the Indy 45 radio show, by the way, on Facebook as well. Coming up, Susie Corey, my friend from Toronto, Ontario, is going to stop by and tell you all about Pretty Little Things. But right now, it's a double shot of the Black Flies. We start with this one, Lost in Your Eyes. This is the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
I've been waiting for a long time for this moment to arrive. And I get lost in your soulful eyes down a road that feels so right. I wanna close every night, keep your heart next to mine, kiss your body in the moonlight, there's an empty bottle of wine.
by Double Shot of the Black Flies. That one's called Eyes Wide Open. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane, Christopher, Neil, thanks for hanging out. The Cabaret Quicksand is a band formed by Craig Rubery from St. Catharines, Ontario. Met Craig a number of years ago. And in fact, when he put his very first album out, The Company You Keep, it was all put out on BS Live Rocks Records. Bobby and I put the album out for him. I gotta think now how long ago? 7 years ago? 8 years ago? Something like that. But he's put out some new music since, The Company You Keep. So why don't we play a song right now? It's called Save Me Now. It is the Cabaret Quicksand. 8045 Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pretty Little Things is very much an autobiographical song in that when I was a kid, I went to my very first concert at 14, saw Guns N' Roses, and decided that that's what I wanted to do with my life. Of course, when I told my parents, they said absolutely not. So for the next 25 plus years, I went into other fields and other careers. And then at a chance meeting on my 40th birthday, well, I wouldn't say really so much a chance meeting. I did actually fly out to LA to meet Axl Rose. And the chance is more that he actually was there when I arrived at his home. So we ended up chatting, taking a photo, and this picture went viral all over the internet. And although that was cool in itself, it also made me realize that any dream that I had or something, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I could actually possibly make it come true. And so I started following my dream of wanting to be a singer, which happened, you know, at the age of 14 at the first concert there. So ever since I started doing that, all these incredible things started to happen. And so I ended up writing the song called Pretty Little Things, because it really is true to the fact that when I started following what I believe is my true purpose in this life, all these incredible things started to happen. So I hope you enjoy it. That's Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, here with Shane Christopher Neal on Indie 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
Friend Susie Corey from Toronto, Ontario. Pretty Little Things on the Indie 45 radio show right here on MaxSync Radio. A couple of events I want to tell you about coming up Saturday, October the 12th. If you're an AC/DC fan, Squealer presents Bonnie Scott's AC/DC Experience, $10 in advance, $15 at the door, sessions on the river in Fort Erie, and Saturday, October 26th. As we get closer to Halloween, this is very fitting. It is Alice Cooper Classics with the Scotty Cooper Band, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. There's also another band playing that night. They are called Greened A, like E-H, like Canada, because we say A apparently a lot. Again, all happening at Sessions on the River. There is a Facebook page for Sessions on the River and a website you can check out if you want more information. Going to wrap it up with this. This is happening on November the 7th at Big Texas Niagara. I'm super excited and privileged to be hosting this event. It's called Dreaming Out Loud, as we pay tribute to the great singer-songwriter here in Niagara Falls. His name is Rick Rose. He passed away sadly this year, not that long ago. And this event is happening November 7th, as I mentioned, Big Texas Niagara. Give you more information as we get closer to that date. It's all put on, by the way, by David Rotella. His son, Evan Rotella, who I play Evan's music a lot here on the show because it's great. I will be there performing. So we're going to end today's show with Evan Rotella. Yesterday is gone. It is the Indy 45 Radio Show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Cheers. Thanks for hanging out, my friend.
Grass still green, the sky still blue. An old day someday become new. You keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. Those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, but yesterday is gone.
By your bedroom light with pictures in it that you like. You sleep alone, you don't sleep well anymore. And the news just all repeats itself. The same thing happened to somebody.
Calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone. Still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. You play those records loud, cause Mark can't turn them down. Your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Different way. Home's got a different meaning than me.
better have a fantasy. Like Alice walking around in a twisted wonderland. Well, it's like I said, home's got a different meaning, meaning, yeah. Home's got a different feeling.
And gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three: keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.